And welcome, Bird Blitch, CEO of Patient Co.
It is great to be here. I mean, and sitting next to Jeff, it's even better. I started my whole life journey off at Beaumont Hospital.
Yeah,
I was born there.
God bless.
Yeah, it's a great place. Great place to be from.
Two great people. Yeah. Well, no, that's the whole fun part and fun aspect of the show. This whole day, these 3 hours is all friends and friends and family and friends of friends. It's great. So it's great to have you in studio, my friend, and thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here.
I know that you have a very busy schedule. I've just been awed by the growth of Patient Co. You guys are just doing a great job out there. Tell me a little bit about the last 6 months of your business.
Well, I think the last 6 months are...
Or years. Yeah. You guys have been doing well.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's all about listening to the marketplace on some of these big trends and building a great technology platform that solves these patient financial experience problems that we all experience.
Yes.
I mean, whether you're a doctor or a nurse or an administrator or a consumer, we all experience these challenges, and every challenge is there to be solved for.
Amen. Now, I'll never forget, this is about 7-8 years ago. You had just started the company. How old is Patient Co?
Oh, it's just a little over that.
Yeah, so nine years. I remember seeing you started off. Obviously, you're out of Georgia Tech. You started off in the Atlanta area. And we got a bill at our house from Patient Co. And my wife opened up the bill. She's like, this is the best bill I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, let me see it. Why are you? And I was still at Greenway at the time. And I'm like, that's Bird's company. Oh, my gosh.
I need to bring you in to speak to the whole company about this experience. They get inspired by that.
Yeah, that was literally 7 years ago or so. And she literally got this bill. She's like, this is the best bill I've ever seen. And I looked at it, and it really was how you guys kind of transformed just from a normal-looking bill to a statement that was very easy to understand. It was just large lettering. It's the way it's laid out. It's everything about the formatting. And it was a Patient Co. bill. And yeah. I'll never forget that, you know, from the day.
We know the last touch in the consumer journey in healthcare is often the worst.
Yeah. Yes.
And so these health systems do great job solving for the clinical aspects.
Right.
And then we get to the very end. And so our challenge is, you know, how do we help everyone understand what they're paying for, when they're paying for, how they're paying for? And then that solves so many other issues so that the consumer wants to continue to come back to that health system and get treat more on the clinical side. Voila.
Yeah. No, you know, fantastic.
You solved a big problem.
Now, next thing you know, you got a big company.
That's right. There you go.
So what healthcare, health IT trends are you seeing in the industry, Bird?
You know, you mentioned early on at Patient Co., but a lot of this started around the whole advent of the deductible.
Mm.
And, you know, we think of deductibles with automobiles. We think of them with houses. Who knew it would rise to be such a big deal in healthcare? And so deductibles now, you know, are certainly well north of $2,000, and well over half of all Americans, have a deductible. And that's a lot of money. When you pile that up and you look at a health system that is dealing with a lot of patient financial responsibility and is tied to these trends that are being driven by deductibles, those are a lot of dollars that we have to figure out how to solve for. And then these high costs, another big trend. This is something that I think we can all identify with. It can lead patients to avoid care.
For sure. Oh, I'm watching that. Yes.
I mean, I saw the other day 54% of many consumers have skipped necessary medical care due to cost.
No doubt. For sure.
Crazy.
Yes, yes.
And that's 54%. Not what we want.
No,
right?
No.
So
they
when you
care,
get into the why of why we come to the office every day, it's to help solve some of these issues.
Yeah.
They're really critically important to healthcare being successful and to patients staying well.
Yeah, I would say 54% delayed or canceled care due to cost. I would certainly, I believe. I mean, I literally watch it. And I just see it. You see it. I mean, even with your friends. I'm like, I mean, it's also, they're not even sure what they're going to pay. It might be $10. It might be $50, or it could be $1,000. They don't know.
You don't know,
right? And so, and that's natural. I mean, you're not sitting on tons of money. It would scare you. Going, you know what? I'm going to skip this.
And most other purchases we do from a consumer lifecycle journey, we know.
Yes.
We have thought about it before we go in, and that's something that entrepreneurial companies can solve for. That's a great thing about this country. We can see problems and go solve for them, and the talent is there in this country to go do that.
It's excellent. So, what two or three best practices or strategies can you share to help others navigate those trends?
Well, I think if you are in a health system today and, you know, health system, certainly your mission is to provide great clinical care, but you got to get patients.
Mm-hmm.
They are the customers. And so if we are going off what we just talked about around affordability,
yes.
I mean, there is an affordability crisis here.
There is. Significant. It's growing every day, too.
It's growing every day. Yeah. And so I think, you know, when you think about what health systems can do to solve for that, earlier this year at Patient Co., we conducted a survey of patients and providers, and we found that nearly 70% of patients want to enroll in payment plans online.
Yes.
As opposed to like calling the health system,
trying to go,
talking it through, I'm busy. You know, I want to be able to self-service. And so I asked more of the team, let's dig into this further. And we built a case study around that. Now, Jeff just walked out,
yeah.
But we wanted to prove the theory around some assumptions. And Piedmont Healthcare increased payment plan adoption by 400%.
Wow.
In just 2 months after offering self-service enrollment. And the key there is self-service.
Yes.
So when we think about, consumers, we so many times like to self-serve.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We just talked about that. I mean, I travel now every week and I'm between Delta, Hertz, and Uber. Everything is self-service. I don't talk to anybody and I get the very best prices and best service. It's everything I want. It's
and perfect. You're in control. You're in control of that. 100%. So I roll that into this broad consumerism strategy. How are health systems thinking about treating patients. So they all have the goal of providing, you know, they want to be in the number. I'm sure Piedmont, Northside, Wellstar, all these systems in Atlanta, they want to be leading around clinical care. But who wants to be number one in providing great financial care?
That's excellent. No, that's perfect. And I did not plan you and Jeff being together. I just know it's a very small world.
I didn't even know he was here. Don walked in.
Studio and there's
I recognize
Jeff.
That voice.
Exactly. So, no, very cool. I just want to know from my audience, I did not plan that. This is not staged or a promotion of anything anyway. It's just sharing best practices and strategies. It just happens to be that we're all friends and it's a great community. And I have innovators and all. But this is, we talked about this coming before we started the show and as we came on air about the ecosystem we have in Atlanta. And I didn't plan this, but you're a perfect example of that. And she even brought up that I was an entrepreneur in resident at Georgia Tech and their ATDC, their incubator. And you came out of that incubator.
Oh, we did. I mean, I go back. The wonderful thing is if you have an idea, there are resources that you can put to work to help be successful.
Yes.
And so the thing about the ATDC, so that stands for Advanced Technology Development Center. So I'm going to give a quick plug.
Please, yeah.
But we graduated there. Where do when you go and you graduate from somewhere, you typically are a big fan.
Yes.
And we went in there with some ideas, Joshua Silver and I as co-founders, and there were these resources. And they said, let us help you. Let us help you think about customer discovery, how you build your first minimal viable product. Yeah. How do you go out and listen to the marketplace? And what we already had the ideas, but they confirmed a lot of assumptions on what was building something that was critically important. And at Patient Co. today, we've built mission critical enterprise level software. So you have to put a lot of thought. And then when you're delivering dollars into people's bank accounts every single day, you can't slip up. And all those thoughts have built into something, you know, what I think of as a great company. It's a great company because of its great people. It's great people because we're in a great community that supports us. So we have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
For all the entrepreneurial type segments and circles
and
that
supporters,
help promote
right.
us. Supporters. Right. Yes. And you're one of them. Yeah. I mean, you've been there for us at different points of the way. Yeah. The journey's long and hard, but you got to be focused on the mission and be very committed to it.
Yeah. And I mentioned that ecosystem. So we've got, you know, great institutions like Georgia Tech that gives us great graduates like you that become great entrepreneurs, very, very smart, and also foster them along with the ATDC as their incubator. But then also the health systems like Piedmont and Emory and Children's who take our innovations and adopt them.
And put them in the market.
You got it. And help us build our products. And on top of that, and so that ecosystem is critically important. You have to have all these different components. It's not just about having an incubator or having a health system or having a college. But it's about or having other companies. It's about having them all work
and
together.
And the companies are so key. Atlanta has, you know, they're one of the leading
250 at any given time.
Think about that. Yeah. These Fortune 500 companies are 5,000.
Yes, yes.
And so what these companies have been great at is saying, we want to lean on you to help build some of our ideas. We want to lean on you when it comes to inspiring innovation. Yeah. And they don't have the know-how to build the innovation, but they have the know-how to understand what the gates are, to test it, to deploy it, and to hold people accountable. And they do. Yeah. They hold people accountable. Oh, yes. But that's how you build a community of something that's great.
That's excellent. So yeah, no, this is a blueprint. I like talking about this because I like to help everybody, and my listeners are from all over the world and all over the country. And so, you know, Austin can do this and LA can do this. Every community needs to do this because healthcare is, I mean, we're talking about it's a $4 trillion annual issue. You
crazy.
Call it. Yeah. Crazy amount of growth and expansion of our costs from the country. We can't afford high growth of our costs. And so we need to tackle them, and we need more innovators tackling it. We need more policymakers tackling it, and we need more institutions tackling it. And we as communities can do it together.
We can. And I just like to put a call out. Yeah. If you are thinking about solving important problems in the world, there's no better place than healthcare technology. And for that, there's no better place than Atlanta.
Totally agree.
You know, PatientCo is the combination of payments, and they've got a huge fintech cluster here and healthcare technology. And you put that together with places like Georgia Tech and Georgia State and Emory that we can recruit out of. It's amazing what you get. And I got to get you to our new offices in Midtown. We moved down there. We're right by in the center of this ecosystem. And you walk out on the sidewalk.
Oh,
there's
cool.
just energy. You just feel the energy. Okay. And so here we are solving very important issues around huge opportunities around the patient financial experience. And we're right here in Atlanta. It is pretty cool.
Love it. So thinking beyond today, you know, what do you think, what do you see as a key strategy or trend that we must be ready to successfully navigate in 3 years from now?
Well, we talked about healthcare costs. We talked about deductibles, high deductible healthcare plans. I think to go back to that theme of addressing affordability, I mean, every single person who's experienced healthcare knows that this is an issue. And as you can pick up the paper, you can listen to the news.
Yes.
It's going to be talked about on shows like this. And so that is important. Now, if you start, you know, going through the next 3 years, I think consumerism in healthcare will be the trend, not just a trend, but the trend.
I agree.
And health systems have to think about how they are presented in a retail-like way to match the consumer experiences that we all have with other type of institutions.
So far, this is a resounding theme. Is exactly what Jeff said.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, and actually, that was my notes. I wrote down my pre-notes under the show, Digital Front Door, and the whole consumer piece. And that was most of my notes. Then he brought it up. He laughed. Now I'm laughing at you. Everybody's saying this.
It is. I mean, from a healthcare system, we as consumers go in through one door and we get access to all the care and all the doctors and nurses. But what about the cost and the payment side? It's all disjointed. So
completely agree.
We are a disruptive business as we think about that. Imagine a day where you have one bill where everything is on that, just like your healthcare bill can be. You have a water bill.
Yes.
You have an Amex bill.
Yes.
And all this is together. You see it all in one place. And therefore, your patient experience goes through the roof because finally you have control and you understand it. You can finance it. You can pay it. You could even defer it, but you understand your choices. And that's what PatientCo is about, is empowering us as consumers to go address this problem and create a better patient experience and most importantly, health systems that are very happy that they solve for this.
And ironic that you bring up, you know, that whole patient experience and digital front door, because Dr. Monica Bobier just walked in studio here from Cure for You.
Yes, here she is.
And she's tackling that right now. And this is not planned in any way, but it just shows how important the consumer experience, consumerism, is for our industry and where we're going as an industry. So,
well, thanks for all you do for our community.
Thank you,
brother. Justin, you've been fantastic to me, many, many people along the way.
Thank you.
And what you've done to help improve healthcare technology along the way is amazing. I got to create a Wikipedia page on you, right?
I think it's
worth doing. So I'll raise my hand and sign up for that because it's going to be inspirational.
Thank you, Bert. I appreciate it. Where are you guys? So what do you see for the next couple of months or year for PatientCo? What are you guys hoping to expand to or what's the next frontier for you guys as you grow?
Yeah. Well, I think from a product perspective, you'll continue to see us being embedded so deeply into Epic and even Cerner, so that we walk into these health systems. Hey, guys, you spent $400 million on this product to help you operate better. Let me tell you how you can leverage it for all your patient communications and payments.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. And people want to hear that. And then because of that, once you're deeply integrated into technology, platforms that people already have, the patient experience is blended. It's all happening and you don't even have to think about it. So you'll continue to see pretty strong, cool innovations from us coming, and you as a patient will get to experience it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Bert Blitch, CEO of PatientCo. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Bert. Take care, buddy.